Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, David Murphy. Been a while since we've been on. It's a couple of weeks, and I want to welcome everybody who's with us on the Zoom call, and also those who are on Facebook Live and Blog Talk Radio. And today we're going to have an open discussion about what's going on in your world, in our world. But before I do that, you know, I like to get into this motivational thing. So I'm going to share this before we get started. It's just something I like to do, and I'll be right back with you.
You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
Can y'all hear that now?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
No, I can't. Okay, I can hear it now.
Okay, gotcha.
Hear me talking to you. We believe in freedom.
We believe
and not
in freedom
until the day. Until the killing of black men, black mothers, sons, is as important as the killing of white men, white mothers, sons. We
believe
in.
If you like it,
we who believe in
freedom
and not freedom
till
the older I get, the better I know that the secret of my going on is when the reins are in the hands of the young who dare to run against the storm. 'Cause to me, young people come first. They have the courage where we fail. And if I can put a jet on light, I'll carry us through the gale.
myself don't need a whole lot. I've come to realize that teaching others to stand up and fight is the only way my troubles survive. I'm a woman who speaks in a voice, and I must be heard. At times I can be quite difficult. Talking to you, oh, yes, we do believe in freedom, and not written down. Not needing to clutch for power, not needing the light just to shine on me. I need to be one in the number of it, and against tyranny.
I'm Prince Wilson, go check it. I'm still good. Well, I checked that.
You are unmuted.
All right, we back. Like I say, you know, words come in different forms, and they're always powerful, and they don't come back void. And I want to welcome you all again to the National Black Unity News podcast. It's been a few weeks since we've been on. One of the reasons is because we are planning a new format where it will be pre-recorded, and it will be reaching people all over the world. And I don't know if you noticed or not, but we only send this link out to a few people. And the reason is because when we used to share publicly all sorts of, how would you say, unsavory type of people join our podcast and they interrupted it. It's called bombing. And so that's why we don't do that anymore. But now the way we plan on doing it is to be linked up with all the social networks. And it will be broadcast all over the world. It's going to be a powerful format. So, you know, in a few weeks, brother, Wayne Randall is putting some things together as we speak. Before we start our podcast and share some vital information with you, I would like to bring on my partner, Brother Satavi Jahi, because he always has something positive to share with us. Brother Satavi, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, you got it, sir.
Get
that loud and clear.
Okay, great.
Loud and clear.
All right. We always open up this podcast with a reading from Daily Motivations, African American Success, written by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough, who's also the author of Thinking Grow Rich, which is a manuscript for being able to get our families out of poverty. And the reading for the day goes like this. May 15th, a credit to the race. I had heard of all kinds of rumors about MIT. They used to say that even the janitors at MIT had a master's degree. At first, I wasn't going, but then I couldn't run away from a challenge. I had to compete with the best. Ronald McNair, Challenger astronaut. One of the best interpretations of success I have ever discovered is a training film that reencounters the running of a marathon in a small town of Brown County, somewhere USA. More than 100 runners are entered into the race, but the focus is only on three. The first is a young woman whose goal is to better her time by at least a few seconds. She knows that many of the marathoners can beat her best time, 3 hours and 58 minutes. Slow by running standards, but that doesn't concern her. Next, we meet the young man who looks hopeful, but not completely confident. His idea of success is simply finishing the marathon. Sometime he has failed to do in several attempts. He isn't interested in running a three minutes and 50 second race or a 4 minutes and 50 second race. For him, success will be crossing the finish line. The third runner, a young hopeful who has decided to go for broke. He's not sure he can win, but he is intrigued by reaching down inside to see how good he really is. The gun sounds, and all three runners break from the starting point with dozens of other entrants. Soon they spread out among the highway of Brown County and settle and to run at their own pace. Who wins the race? Not any of these runners. A stranger, new to the area, grabs the honors. That does not mean that all of the others have lost. Depends on how you look at it. Externally, can be only one winner, but internally, everybody can win. The finish line that really matters is not the one drawn by the race directors, but the particular goal set in the mind of each participant. As in life, no one needs to be a loser. The real prize is not first place, but competing in the race itself. By doing my best, I will win the race of my life. And that's what we got to do every day, put forth our best so that we can win the race in life. So with that said, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Dave.
All right. I appreciate that, sir. You know, Brother Satawi, man, you were talking about MIT, and, I was just thinking about the technology of today, how fast-paced it is. And I say words come in many forms, but so does this technology. It's just about in everything we do, from the food we cook to the things we watch and hear. And did anybody on here, because with this text to invite you to the show this evening, there was an attachment to it about a young lady named Hope. Did anybody see that?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And what did you think about Hope?
It was just a almost like she was AI, speaking like AI. That's what I took to call the difference in it.
Okay, good. Good for you. Anybody else? I'm glad you said that, Marvin, because that's exactly what she was. She was computer generated. But the uniqueness about this particular one, see, it's nothing new about this AI stuff. I had a program almost 5 or 6 years ago, but I could have took any one of your faces And then I could have used any words. I could have used a woman, a man, and all types of voices, voiceovers as they call them, and attached to your face. Now, the only thing about that technology was they would speak for you, and your mouth would be moving, and your eyes would be blinking, but you would be sitting like a robot. And you can tell right off, but, you know, but now they had this thing so unique that you type in the word. They almost formulate every word that you speak. Matter of fact, let me show you this because I'm going to share this with you because this is the reason. Because if you don't keep up with this technology, you're going to be left behind. We got people on here, and I'll talk to them a little later, who does books and want to do e-books. They want to get in front of an audience and by using technology. We got people on here who does all types of podcasting. And all types of promotions and commercials. Now, let me show you, like I said, I generated this young lady. I wrote the words, and I chose the background, and I could have chose thousands of different things. This is just my first attempt. I didn't even say I could have tweaked her voice. I could have did a whole lot of things, but I was just testing it. And let me share this one. I'm going to share my screen just so that you can see, because this is extremely important, because, you know, I started out at the inception of computers. Most people didn't have a computer when I had one. When you couldn't even scale the fonts, you could, everything was 12 points and it was green screen. You couldn't see a lot of visuals or anything back in them days. And now look where we are today. And I don't know where we're going to be at tomorrow, but I'm going to tell you this. The same technology, I could have cloned myself and would be speaking just like this to you with my own voice and everything else, but it wouldn't have been me. But let me just share this again with how this technology is working. Just hold on for 1 second. Now, this is nothing but a generated person, and that's why I sent it out to you. I just wanted to get your opinion on.
Hello, my name is Hope. I come to you representing David Murphy. He wants me to let you know that we are going to the next level, and he wants you to go too. He personally chose you. He is willing to use all of his tools to help you, such as commercials, websites, interviews, and marketing. We are at a crossroads. We are moving up, and we are bringing more people to assist us in reaching that level. He is asking that all participants do their parts, and if there is some issues preventing you from doing your part, such as payments, articles, etc., let him know, and he will work something out with you. Call him immediately. David cares about you. The question is, do you care about his efforts to support you? Take care. This is Hope, and there is Hope.
Okay. 1 second here.
Wow.
Let me just say this to you. Now, I just did this last night. And I, like I said, I didn't know tweaking. I could have had to tweak it so much that I could make movements and everything else with this young lady. And not only that, she speaks 60 languages. And there's all types of people. I could have generated from Arabic or Asian person, anybody. You know, I can use any one of them and could put them out there in public. And it will get past it. If I had put her in a little circle, I made a bold and clear so that you can see her real close and up front. But if I had put her a little further in the background, it would have been extremely difficult for you to that she was a real person or not. And that's why that you hear so much on television and every place else on the news pretty much about this intelligence, this artificial intelligence. Not only can they do it with people, they doing it with how you can write your own words, how you can study for tests, how you can do just about anything you want to do you pretty much can fake your way into a lot of different situations. But, you know, this technology is not going anywhere. And if you're not keeping up, you're going to be lost in the sauce, so to speak. And I'm going to be using this technology because those who ever did a commercial or even paid somebody to do one for you, just what I just showed you would have cost you thousands of dollars. And because I have so many, apps, and I know how to fuse stuff together and put things together, I take something from this one, something from that. I know how to do all types of animated backgrounds and all sorts of things that I can take from these. I don't know how to do it personally, but I know how to use the technology to take a little piece from this one and that one and fuse everything together. And we're going to be using this technology because we are now going to be podcasting all over the world. And we're also going to be, on my personal note, I'm also going to do some serious marketing. I have applications to do ebooks, all sorts of things that things that you can do to promote yourself. Now, I want you to listen to me extremely carefully. And as I said earlier, if you don't catch up with the times will leave you behind. And it's a serious market out there. There's people all over the world doing this and doing that. And I'm not saying being competitive because nobody can do things the way you do, but if they don't know who you are, where you are, and how to get to you, you can have the best laid plan in the world, but if nobody knows how to get to that plan, it does no one any good but you. And so the majority of you on here have businesses, services, or networks that you want to expand. And not only myself, a couple of us are coming together. I'm dealing with people who have all types of dealing with, I don't know if I mentioned to you, but he should be on pretty soon. I hope he was coming on tonight. There's a brother who deal with HBCUs that's very interested in taking our publication and uniting with the black college students all over across the country. And there's people that I've met recently, had some other networks they will want to integrate with us as well. I personally have been sitting on a gold mine for years because I'm only one person. I never could get to implement a lot of things. But now I'm better organized and I don't have to do things the way I used to do because of this technology. So a lot of my time has been freed up to do other things like websites, marketing, commercial, interviews, TV shows, podcasting, all of these different things. And one of the reasons why I do all of these things, because as I said to you, I deem myself this, a servant of servants. I want to help you. That's right, you. Help you get to your next level. Because when you win, I automatically win. And if you're interested, I need for each and every one of you on here, sit down and give me a call because I have plans for each and every one of you to help you to get you to where you want to go. And then if you get to where you want to go, you most likely going to end up being a happy camper and most likely you're going to be prosperous as well. But they say king works make the dream work. Yeah, I cannot fulfill your vision for you. I can assist you with your vision, but you the captain of your own ship. And I would give you some suggestions or some things that I know works and some things that may not. I would give that to you, but you still call the shots. And but we are going to the next level. And I've been saying this to each and every one of you for some time now. You know, because most of the time my time has been bogged down with the newspaper, but now I only take a couple of weeks out of those 3 months due to publication. But the rest of the time is strictly marketing, building websites, building brands and networks for each and every one of you if you're interested in it. A lot of you are comfortable just where you are. But if you are interested with some of this new technology, I just share a piece of technology with you. But that's not even scratching the surface, because when it comes to mass marketing, there's a lot of things that you can do for yourself. You don't have to wait on no one, but you do have to have some basic tools. And I'm here to assist you with those things. And because I said it's going to be open mic tonight, I want to share with you first some of the things that is taking place with us. As I said before, we will be doing a podcast, but it's going to be pre-recorded. But when we finish with it, these podcasts will be more like a television show. It would have all the same things the shows on TV have. It has the intros, commercials on them, and everything else. And we're starting off with everybody who's involved with the National Black Unity News. If you have not been contacted by now, well, we send out messages saying we're going to be doing it. But the way we're going to be doing it, we're going to have our shows and themes. Like, we're going to have sometimes we're going to be on financial service. Sometimes we're going to be on book authors. Sometimes we're going to be on travel. Sometimes we're going to be on health and wellness, all sorts of subject matter, the subjects that you involved with. And we want to go to everybody involved in this paper to set up a time to record you, to interview you. And we will let you know when your show come on. And it's not all that we can do for you, it's what you can do for us as well. Because like I said before, this is your baby. This is your vision and your dream. We're just here to assist you. And we're going to use all the tools in our arsenal to help you get there. This is serious times, and if you ran in my age group or a few years younger or maybe a few years older, you know, tomorrow's not promised to any one of us. And if you wait on tomorrow, it may never come for you. But you have to act today, now. And it's good to plan for tomorrow, hope for tomorrow. But all we have, and yesterday you can't do nothing about that, it's gone. Only thing we have is this day. And what we do this day, hopefully will make our tomorrows a better day. And so while you have this day, and you still have that vision, that dream that burns in your heart and in your spirit, then it's up to you, because you can do, it's your choice whether you want to go forward with it or stay where you are. And I know a lot of us in our life experience have been around people that had abused us and used us, tried to take advantage of us. And you may have been the one who may be taking advantage of somebody else. I don't know. But I'm just saying this. You know, I cannot speak for nobody else but myself. And I always say, demonstration beats conversation every day. And if you know David Murphy, if you had interactions with me, and you can judge, well, I mean, you know, we don't pull the judge one enough, but we do. But if you had been around me long enough, you know that I would never try to rob you or hurt you. I always try to enhance what you do, and I always try to give you way more than what I ask in return, way more. You don't sometimes, you know, when I do interviews and put commercial, you know, people don't realize how much time and effort that takes, but I do that because I'm sincere about helping you. See, I told you this before. This publication, the National Black Unity News, come by divine inspiration. It's not a David Murphy thing. It's just that I was obedient to the call. And if you know me or have known me, you know I've been through a lot of stuff these last 6 and 7 years. So I don't take things very lightly. I had a stroke, open heart surgery, cancer, and everything else. You've been through COVID, the whole nine yards, been through them all in the last 5 or 6 years. But yet I'm still standing because I believe that God got me, you know, but God also got my attention as well. And sometimes he shuts us down to get our attention. Well, I'm wide awake now, and there's no greater purpose in life is to have a purpose or a goal or a vision, and I have that, and I know who I am and whose I am. I am because God is, and I understand that wholeheartedly, but I also know this. If you know who God is, then you should know who you are, the power that God puts within you, and I'm a blessed man. I've been blessed with a multitude of gifts and talents. And what good is a gift and talent if you don't give it to someone or share it with someone? And that's why I do these things with you. And my goal and my intention is always to help you to get you to where you want to go. And I'm saying this to you now because I'm going full steam ahead because, like I said, tomorrow's not promised to me. And I do want to, just like everybody else on here. I have a visiting goal, too. I have children. My children got children. And I understand those who in the word, you know, they say a good man leaves an inheritance to his children and to his children's children. But it's not all about my personal children. It's about us. It's about the village. And I believe God put every man on this earth and gave them a gift and talent to use to enhance the world or prepare for future generations. And a lot of you on here, because you're on here, is because of who you are and whose you are. And there's a thing called discernment, and I use that on each and every one of you. And that's why you're here. And it's not a David Murphy thing. I'm going to say that over and over again. It's a God thing. Now, it's up to you to be obedient to your own call. But, you know, God do send people around because he sent each and every one around. You say, it's not David doing for you. It's what you have done for me. You have supported the vision. You encouraged me. You shared information with me. And we just had conversations where we lift each other up. And it's a greatness of value. You can't put a price on things like that. So it's a reciprocal thing. We give and we receive. But I'm telling you this now. As I said, tomorrow's not promised to not any one of you. But I've been blessed with an arsenal of tools and gifts, talent. And I want to pour it out on you. But it's up to you because I can't carry. I can help you get to that finish line, but I can't not carry. My back is not that strong. Be carrying a whole bunch of people. But those who are willing, because I'm definitely willing, to help you to get you where you go. So I said all of this to say this because even in that little commercial I did for that, yeah, I'm very sincere about that because we are going to the next level. The National Black Unity News, David Murphy, and anybody think I'm a social, I'm going to the next. I'm going to use these gifts and talents, God, to the fullest now. And I am so pleased. And I'm so honored at my age that I still have these gifts and I can use these gifts and talents more so than ever. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I want to share that with you because, as I said in that little commercial, I would love to carry you with us because we're going with or without you. But it would be so much better if we went with you. That's the choice you make. Not David Murphy's going to make that choice. That's your choice. And so I just want to thank each and every one of you for your input with the National Black Unity News. You helped make this paper what it is today. This paper is not no joke whatsoever. And I know each and every one of you have experience where you shared this publication with someone. And you had a positive return on this publication because it's made up of you, of us, we. And it's so unique because we are not like any other newspaper. This coming from every angle. We have doctors, lawyers, we have people who was on drugs and been through the mill. We have all types of people, but we all ended up here to share our experiences with the world, to share our businesses and services with the world. All of us make great contributions. And on the way, like I said before, you can have the best plan in the world, but nobody don't know who and where you are. Then it's often not. But when you sincere and when you really want to go in there, God put people around you, people that's going the same place that can help get you where you want. You know, like I said, all you have to do is look back. Every step of your life, somebody stepped up or stepped in to assist you. And so I'm saying this, I am here. Time, I don't know about tomorrow, but I'm here today. If you want to go to that next level, because I'm going, and I'm not looking back anymore because I kept doing it, and that's why God got my attention. He said, Tom, you say go forward, not backwards. Can't carry everybody. But if those who are willing to go, that's what you deal with. So with that being said, again, I welcome you all to the call, man. It's been, you know, I miss you guys, you know, in the last couple of weeks, you know, Brother Satai, we thank God he's back with us. He had been through some things, you know, personal things with his family. He lost his mother recently, and I'm glad to see my brother still in good spirits, but that's something that you will never get over. And I don't see any ladies on here tonight, but you know, for those who maybe listen to us on Facebook Live, and also those who are on Blog Talk Radio, ladies, I want to wish you, you know, happy Mother's Day, related or belated Mother's Day, you know, and I know it's bittersweet for a lot of people. And, but, you know, nevertheless, you know, we wish you well. And you know, one thing about a human that they, you know, some people not aware of it yet, but we have that power to, you know, understanding, you know, life is a cycle. And life comes and it goes, but one thing for sure, everything is made out of energy. Energy never dies. It's go from one form to another. You can take that any way you want to, but I'm just saying the scientific fact. And so I don't know what happened to the body. I know it go back to dust, but that spirit within us, that IA, what they call it, is not the artificial intelligence, the real thing, the real intelligence. That spirit, that thing within you, that soul, they call it. It never dies. And so with that being said, again, I want to open up the call because open mic night, and there's several of you. Marvin's on here doing some wonderful. Everybody's on here. Dr. Pender's on here. Brother High Key. Now, Brother High Key, can you unmute yourself if you can? Because I know he's the first responder, and sometimes he's working, and sometimes he can get on. Now, can you unmute yourself, sir? Brother High Key. Okay, they say he may be working. And Brother Ross Booker.
Here I go.
Oh, there you go.
Greetings,
I've been seeing some powerful posts about, you know, you doing some name changing and a whole bunch of stuff. What's going on in your world, sir?
Oh, man, that was so old. And let me tell you. Hold on. Let me come on live here. But, yeah, man, so thank y'all, man. Good to see you, Brother David. I'm here, you know, at the ER here for today. But, yeah, no, so actually, and shout out to, I see Brother Ross Buki and, you know, Brother Charles and Dr. Leroy and Brother Rico. It's good to see everybody. So Brother Marvin and, yeah, man. So, yeah, that was a story. I was covered in the Tanzania newspaper. It's the main Tanzania newspaper. And I didn't know that, you know, it's like, I mean, I said a lot of stuff in the interview. But it is their principal newspaper. I mean, I think we were covered in there before, like maybe some years ago. You know, but it was good exposure for us. I mean, Tanzania, for those who may not know, I'm the president of the Teaching Arts Institute. And so we've been working in the East African region. And so actually about a month and a half ago, Brother David, before the State of the Black World Conference, I was able to go to the Tanzanian embassy in D.C. And we were able, you know, to meet the young man, I guess, that, you know, was doing articles. He was covering different people. But, you know, they try to keep abreast on, you know, major things that's happening here in the U.S. So that was pretty good. So I'm, you know, seeing and getting feedback how that story has gone so far in that newspaper. And just know, you know, we've gotten, you know, the Black Union newspaper into many hands in, you know, Tanzania, of course, and, you know, other strategic places. And, you know, just with the whole State of the Black World Conference, I mean, certainly we got, you know, the work into many different people's hands. So we're excited about, you know, what's going on. But yeah, it was a good article. Let me find the link and post it if anybody didn't see it. So, but I don't want to take
everybody's time. Post it in the chat room, and then, you know, they can check it out. And Brother Hockey, what else you got going on?
Let's see. I know, matter of fact, so I'll definitely, I may need some papers for the African Liberation Day coming up. The Baltimore, you at the Council of Elders, so.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm planning on being there too. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So yeah, I have a table there. So if you want to, you know, catch up and hang out there, you know, I just made it my business because I haven't been there for years, really been there. Like it's been like an hour, 30 minutes or something.
I mean, but yeah, so that's actually the major thing that's going on. I mean, that's 2 weeks away. But other than that, you know, the State of the Black World Conference, I mean, some of the, you know, there's, you know, going to be some follow-up calls that we're having with some of the key organizers. So that's some of the things that's happening coming up here in the next month. We'll have time to talk about that. And tentatively, we may have State Attorney Marilyn Mosley may join as well. One of her nieces is joining us, or their niece so far. And then, you know, we're trying to get the daughters there as well. So it's going to be, you know, educational experience, you know, just speaking on the role of civil rights, you know, and the Freedom Rides. And I didn't know, actually, there's an Independent African Center School in D.C., and I just went to, you know, their 55th year anniversary. It's the longest Independent African Center School in the U.S., and that's in D.C., and I went to their event. Let me step away. I went to their event recently, and I didn't know he was a Freedom Rider, too. So, man, he got arrested 69 times. I'm like, man, that's serious. Like, you are serious. Like, you, I mean, to say I'm going to keep on going back and back, you know, but that's the mindset of some of our freedom fighters, that, you know, the level of oppression that they must have experienced made them just realize that, you know, jail can't stop me. You know, jail can't keep me, the freedom ride, the freedom movement, contained. So that was inspirational to know that some things you have to believe in so much. So, but yeah, but that's all, Brother David.
All right.
You know, I'll be listening. Thank you.
Her
thank
baby.
You. I'm supposed to say late.
She's having a baby in Deuce on Thursday.
Yeah, Mr. Dennis Rogers, how are you, sir?
Oh, this is me. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm jumping in. I got my buddy. He got me on the back. We enjoying a nice adult beverage, but I'm glad I could join you at this time.
Yes, how you doing? I was speaking about you a little earlier since I heard you, that you may come on. That was Brother High Key.
Yeah,
that
I
just
saw.
Left up. Yeah, this brother was at the World Black Conference himself doing something. Let people know who you are and what you're doing, sir.
Hey, Brother Dr. Dennis Rogers here. Please meet everyone. Howard, double alum, PhD in political science. So I work with college students. Name my company is Student Leadership Development LLC. We're operating out of Delaware, District of Columbia. I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Atlanta, GA. We do student leadership summits. Talk to students about developing themselves to the highest level. Also really focus on entrepreneurship. So we want to make sure that students know about entrepreneurial opportunities for them to become college CEOs while they're on campus. They have multitude of clients. They have a lot of free time. They might as well use it to build a business. They can go get a good job, but it's always good to build a business that gives them revenue. So that's a part of our discussion that we've been having in terms of how do we make sure these newspapers are available and the messages and the information in these 100 black colleges with 300,000 students and 56,000 graduates just graduated. Happy Mother's Day to all of the parents out there with students that just graduated in this academic year.
All right. And I appreciate you and I will be meeting pretty soon, right, sir?
Yes, sir. We sure will. Looking forward to it.
Yes,
keep
sir.
Furthering our discussion and making decisions and, you know, inking our agreements into paperwork so we can make sure we can make some money together.
Yes, sir. And this brother talking about taking this, the National Black Unity News, to all of those college students. And I think, man, you know, like I say, when you're on that road, you never know what, you know, how the road may turn or twist.
That's right.
And what's around the bend. But I do know things, but when you with your mindset right and you know where you want to go at, there's always people that's going to step up and step in to help you, because we're going to be helping each other, you know,
that's
to get
exactly
us to where
right.
we want to go. And so, man, it's a powerful, powerful thing that's taking place with the National Black Unity News and the people that we are coming around. Because this is a collaboration. This is not a David Murphy thing. You know, this is a we us thing here. I know that's not proper English, sir, but
yes, it is. We're French. We're French around here. We speak we.
There
we,
you
we,
go.
We. And the thing about business, you know, we have to really understand what reciprocity is and what integrity is. And when we operate with integrity and reciprocity, We want to make sure that everyone eats with us and
That's not right.
We eat in their presence and they starve in front of us. That's just a crazy way to do business. So
That's
we have right. to, you know, we have to engage our cultural norms, our mores, the best of those, Kwanzaa, Kuji Chagulia, Ujamaa, Ujima, you know, all of our principles that work for our culture when we do business. We can't do business the way other people do business. It just isn't healthy for us as a community.
I agree wholeheartedly with you, sir. And like I said, we're looking forward to working with you. I'm looking forward to seeing you in a week or so and next week. And let's get this thing done because, you know, I'm ready. You know, been ready.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I appreciate you, man. Really do.
You too. And to the audience out there, have a wonderful afternoon. Continue to stay plugged in to Black Unity News, and let's make unity happen. Let's make news happen.
All right, sir. I appreciate that. Dr. Pender, how are you, sir? Can you unmute yourself?
Good afternoon, everyone. How are you doing?
How you doing, sir? I heard, you know, if he was in church, a couple of people stepped on your toes already.
Not a problem.
You know?
I'm just listening to... our broadcasters and how they're bringing a lot of information to our people. And in finality, if we look at this thing, it's in the coursework of to set at liberty. That's where we are with the National Black Unity News. And I'm grateful to be a part of the National Black Unity News and specifically with the programs that you listed in the beginning going forward with AI. That's something that I've dreamed of, I guess, in the past, but now I think it's a reality. So
oh,
I'm
yes,
going to sit back. I'm going to sit back and listen, and just let my mind be enlightened at the age of 38 twice. You know, like it means something.
Yes, sir. But I'm going to tell you this. You know, I'm going to spill the beans. Dr. Pender is so innovative, always coming up with fresh new ideas. But he's been there and he's done that as well. He's been on the front lines and those marches that Hakeem was talking about and organized some of them, you know, and he's still fighting out here. Like I said, that song says, we who believe in freedom will not rest, you know. And so we out there, all of us in our own way doing this thing. But Dr. Pender, I will be giving you a call this week. There's so many wonderful things I want to share with you to help that vision that you have, because it's everything's in place now. And so,
amen.
You know, so I'll be calling you this week. Okay, sir?
All right. Blessings on everyone on this broadcast.
Amen. And, okay, so who else? That Ross Buchi, I was trying to get to you, wasn't it, sir? Over there in Panama.
Good night, everyone. Here is Ross Buchi here. Say hello to all the ones from the National Black Unity News. And Dr. David Murphy, One Perfect Love. Hope everyone can hear me. And I want to invite
you're breaking up a little bit, brother. You may need to keep still. Yeah, he's over there in Panama, so you know, I guess the transmission is not that clear.
Let me say this,
brother.
We're doing it here, and with the SREC, that's from the hometown of Maryland. Okay, can you?
Yeah, you're breaking up. You're breaking up pretty bad. But let me just share this about what's going on. If you can, I don't know if you can do that. You know, put some of that flyer into the chat room, but this is what's going on, the SRDC with Brother Cliff and Dr. Horn. They'll be over there in Panama with Ross Buchi, who's an editor in the National Black Unity News, and he will be hosting some town hall events over there. And if anybody interested in going, Brother Hakeem is on here, and he was with them the last time, you know. And so it's so good to see that we are coming together, not here locally, but nationally, but internationally. We are finally coming together, putting our heads together, making things happen. We're not waiting on nobody else. You know, we're taking charge, and we don't need no outside resources informing us how to do this and how to do that, because we know how to do it now. It's just that we need to set aside some of those small differences, the 2% and 5%, and that 95% of us that unites us. Now we're focusing on that now, and so I appreciate that. Go ahead, brother. Sipping, you on sipping.
Good night. Blessings and greetings to each and every one there. My name is Ras Buki. I'm calling from Panama. The reason why I'm calling is to invite all my brothers and sisters to join us at the great celebration of Black African descendants in Panama on the 21st of this month, May, which all this month is Black Ethnic Month here in Panama, where we celebrate the blackness and black people from Africa descendants here in Panama and the Caribbean. So it's a really big celebration going on. There's going to be a big parade, great parade in Rio Bajo, one of the places where the black people settled, and to help build the Canal Panama here in Panama and even the railroads. So we are inviting all the people that maybe want to take a breeze out of their town and their hometown, that Panama is the best choice, and Ras Buki is here to receive each and every one who want to be here. You can contact David Merce for my communication if you're interested to come. We're going to be having a town hall meeting on the 22nd after the parade, 22nd and 23rd, and that's coming from the SRDC with Brother Kumba, Dr. David Arn, and all the members from SRDC, Aki. We would love to have Aki here to join us. It would be a two-day town hall meeting. And, of course, we want to have the Black Unity News also to be a part, and we have to have this logo. So we're asking Dr. David, also Murphy, to send us down his logo so we can have it on this event. It's a very big, important event we're taking place. We're having, and it will be taking place at La Manzana here in Panama City, and it's something that you cannot be missed. You can't miss. You should not miss this. So if anything, I'm here, and any question, any interest, we will take it from there. Dr. David, Brother David Murphy would give more information if needed.
Yes.
That's pretty much what we are having, you know, going on here. Black Africa, Africa freedom, Africa liberation, reparation, repatriation, education for black youth, forming the elder of council, and this is the work, and this is the duty that we have, and we are performing it. We are doing it.
Good thing, sir. Appreciate you, sir. Keep doing what you're doing. Brother Neil, can you unmute yourself, sir? Neil Spencer.
Yes. Good evening, David.
Yes, how you doing? Brother Neil Spencer is from out of Texas. And we actually started working on his website, and we're getting very close to full operation. And what he's doing, he's uniting the black businesses in the state of Texas. Yeah. Can you explain a little bit about that, sir?
Yes. I've said before, it all started with local businesses. Just getting a list of businesses here. When a lot of people said there were no businesses in town, I identified 50 businesses. And the thing about it, we had the businesses, but we don't have the knowledge that we're here. We don't have the support of the community. So my vision initially was to get businesses locally together. And then when I talked to Dave, we talked about expanding, maybe even doing this over Texas and uniting business. Because I believe economics is the way to go, one of the ways to go to unite black people, communities, and the whole ball of wax. We can get economic base that we can draw from, we can do many other things like conferences, like supporting other businesses. And that's what I got in mind, to unite Texas and go from there. I'd also like to put in a plug for a young man that's also doing some great things. David Anderson, I don't know if you heard of him, but he's approaching a million men. He's trying to reach a million black men to organize together to develop businesses and collaborate with each other. I always look for people that are trying to unite people together. That's how I met David. The Black Unity News is uniting people. And I'm just absorbing what you guys are saying tonight. And thank God for all you brothers, and keep doing what you're doing, encouraging each other. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you, sir. It's done. That's all we got. You know, all we got to do is put the moving parts together. It's done. All right. Marvin McGee, can you unmute yourself, sir?
How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. You know, you got a wonderful program. I want you to share a little bit about what you do and why you do it.
Well, in here at all 50 states, first of all, I thank you for allowing me to be on this platform this evening. I have to get off real short, get on another one. But basically, we have a program where it's a nationwide financial rights movement where we are helping individuals in their finances. Okay, we have a program called Keys to Home Ownership, and basically empowering people and allowing them to become financially literate. In doing that, they will be using their own information, their own issues, and getting with accredited firms, 25, 30 years of experience that will help them position themselves financially so that they can live the life that they dream to live. Basically, in a nutshell, again, we are all over, we're in all 50 states. Okay, and we have a what you call a six-figure playbook, and that six-figure playbook, basically you do six things up and six things down. The six things down is getting rid of your taxes, lowering your taxes, your debt, and your expenses, which will then lower your stress, and then we raise your cash flow, raise your income, and raise your credit score. And what this does now is you'll be living in abundance. And I'm just grateful to be here on this platform. And if anybody is interested, they can get with Mr. Murphy.
All right. Thank you, man. Thank you. You know, I was telling y'all earlier that we're going to be doing a series of podcasting. And I said one is going to be on financing. And so, Marvin, if they had not contact, they will be contacting you this week to do some interviews with you for that show, because we have already scheduled you for, you know, the first one when we talking about dealing with our finances. All right, sir. Looking forward to it, sir.
All right. Y'all have a blessing.
All right. You take care of yourself, sir. All right. And who do I have here? Mr. Walter Dempsey Murphy. How are you, sir?
David, I've been doing wonderfully, Walter, and yourself.
I'm still here.
I can see that, and yeah. You're doing, I'm serious, you're looking well, okay? First of all, I want to thank everybody for coming on tonight. My name is Walter Eugene Dempsey Murphy, and I am the Managing Director of the National Black Unity News. And I tell you guys, I am so impressed about what you do. When I say I'm talking about on a personal note, have been gifted like David in so many ways, but not like you guys. Every one of you have your own wonderful thing. And what's so great about it is that you're not necessarily looking to get a big paycheck. Well, some of you are. But the most important is that most of you guys are here because you honestly believe in what you're doing. You know, I mean, you really kind of like the idea of uplifting our people, you know, our black, melanated African-American folks. You know, the ones that you grew up with, the ones that's going to be here after you, the ones that you're going to leave the legacy with. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is a wonderful thing that you guys are now a part of. First of all, you've done your own thing. And then you collaborate with some other folks that can allow you to go in almost any direction that your spirit leads. Don't get this wrong. Y'all guys are in the right place at the right time right now. So don't get it wrong. Feel good about what you're doing. And back to you, Dave.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. And, you know, I appreciate you as well. This brother helped me. Like I said, he is my brother. Same mother, too. but we go a long way back, as the song say, but, you know. But like I say, this brother always been an inspiration to me, and still is. And so I appreciate you, sir. And Dr. McKenzie, can you unmute yourself, sir?
Yeah.
Dr. McKenzie.
Yes, there you go. Good
sir,
evening.
How you doing? And
hey,
I know this brother always multitasking. He's here, there, and he's everywhere. He's involved with so many things, man, and like I say, he makes me tired. Just look at some of the things he does, but he does it for a reason. Why do you do all these things in the first place, bro?
I do it because, honestly, Brother David, like you, it's my assignment. So it's what I feel like I'm called to do, and I don't get tired of doing it. I don't get tired of being making people better. I don't get tired of wanting to be able to see us do better as a people. So that's what keeps me going, why I do what I do. And that's what gives me energy, you know, to be able to keep doing what I do and wanting to always just make my mark before, you know, before I leave here. That's what leave my legacy before I leave here. So that's what it's all about for me and why I do what I do.
Yeah, and let people know some of the things that you do with the publication.
Well, the main thing that I do is the author showcase, which is where we showcase authors. We give them a platform to be able to showcase their books, but and then also to be able to talk about their mission, their message, their movement or motivation, all of those things that go along with having a book out there. But one of my things that I tell, whether it's an author or whether it's someone who wants to just read the paper, I said it's more than just, you know, the individual topics and articles that are in the paper. I said it's a collective. I said you're not going to be able to find another paper, magazine or any type of media that does what the National Black Unity News does. It's just not – I challenge anybody to go and find something that's comparable to what we do here and what we're doing here. So I enjoy being a part of it. I watch the trailer that you have. I love it. I was talking about AI today, you know, artificial intelligence today. So when I saw your video, I'm like, yeah, it's impacting – industries across the, you know, just across the board industry. So you want to keep, you don't have to know everything about it, but you want to know something about it and how it's going to impact you, you know, just as an entrepreneur, as someone that uses these vehicles and these venues that we use, mainly media. So I love it. And I need to talk with you about a website too, because I need to find out about that. So
You know how we go. It's done. All you got to do is we just sit down and put our heads together and just work it out, and it's done. But I want you to know, I'm pretty big on documentations, you know, and one of the best ways of doing that is writing a book. Now you authored many books, and it's a lot of books, in each and every one of them. We got several people on here who authored several books, but. Tell people if they wanted one, how could you assist them with that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things that I do is book publishing consulting, where we walk you through. I have different packages that I work with people, anywhere from just the editing part to marketing and branding that you may need, because you may already, there's some that already have books out there, then they just want to do the marketing and branding piece. They're not sure how to be able to get more exposure or to be able to be a part of the different ways to be able to put their book out into their in front of their target audience. So I assist them with that. Or if it's someone that has an idea for a book, but they're not sure how to put that whole thing together. So I walked them from all the way through A to Z with being able to do that and be able to put it together to get it out to market.
All right. I appreciate you, sir. Like I say, this brother does quite a few things, and but it's all good. It's all for the upliftment of our people. It's all about impart information and knowledge to people. So good job, brother. Keep doing what you're doing, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Right. Brother Vernon, how are you, sir? Yeah, Vernon has his own TV station. He does a lot of recordings and video shootings. He does quite a bit. And Vernon, share some of the things that you do, man.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. I have a network. We're looking for content creators, anyone that has shows. They want to get exposure. The National Black Unity Museum. We have a spot on there also. The week of the Black World Conference is going to be publishing this week before this week is out. So you'll be able to see the footage for that. I don't know if anybody has any questions. We've been broadcasting for 2 years straight. You know, I thank God for that. Like I said,
I want to get with you because, like I said, there's a lot of people that's ready to start doing their podcasting, and you know, they need some place to land them on, and, you know, a steady place. And so we definitely need to put our heads together because, as I was saying, things about to heat up. We're going to that next level, and we're going to use all of these tools to reach massive amount of people. And you have some of them tools that can really assist people to have a local place where they can, you know, highlight this, you know, their podcast as well. So I appreciate you.
Right.
Anything else, sir?
Nope, that's it.
All righty. I think I done made my round robin except for one person. That's Brother Rico Crowley. And I'm going to ask him, Brother Crowley, would you care to share about who you are and what you do, sir?
David, all I'm going to say is good evening to everybody. Peace and blessings.
All right. But you know, when you don't step up, I will. And Brother Rico Crowley runs an organization called God Given Hand. As you just heard, he's one of those type people that, you know, he don't talk a lot about who he is and what he does. His work speaks for itself. And he served those who are in need, those who have been in some serious rough times. And he runs an organization called God Given Hands. And I always tell people I witnessed firsthand how his system works, just one of his systems. But he's not only with his own God Given Hands, but he collaborate with other people who are trying to help other people as well. And so if you ever looking for a great charity to donate your funds or services or your time to, you need to give Brother Rico Crowley a call because his brother's on it, and he's reorganizing some things, but the service is still there, and I encourage you, man, because I tell him this all the time. He's my favorite charity because, like I said, I've seen firsthand how they go out into the community and the way they serve. Not only how they give, but how they are received as well, because they don't put people down. They don't look down on people, man. It's just a beautiful sight. And I've seen a lot of things, but when I saw that, man, it just touched me so greatly, man. So I do what I can with the brother, man, because, like I say, when the multitudes of fundings start coming in, that's the charity that my resources are going to. And I strongly suggest y'all look into that because it's high time we start giving all our resources to other people. And then the time it trickle down, it don't get you the end game or end person. But this brother here, they don't take nothing for themselves. They go straight out and give it to someone else. So that's a big difference. And so, again, I want to thank each and every one of you who has been on with us on Blog Talk Radio, those who are out there on Facebook Live. We have a small group of us here on Zoom Live. And Brother Satavi, before I let go, you always open, but sometimes, you know, anything that you want to share, some of the things that you're doing, sir.
No, just me and Dr. Butler is vigorously marketing the Pure Light Bulb, and for people that don't know how that bulb works, it gets rid of odors, and titanium in it helps with getting rid of the coronavirus, and it's a miracle bulb. It's a miracle light bulb. It's not just light bulbs, and it's low on wattage, and as you know, it get rid of odors. Because on a conference call that we had last week, Walter shared how you have put the bulb in a lamp in your bathroom, and you know you had an odor in there, and it got rid of the odor. So.
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, I got one of them bulbs sitting right here. And okay. and people don't realize this, man. It's like I said, that nanotechnology, man. And see, that's what I was saying. See, if you don't keep up with this technology, they even got stuff like that light bulb that can kill all of the impurities in the air. And we know all of these so-called diseases are popping up here, there, and everywhere, so we have to protect ourselves. And we got people who have all of this technology, but like I said, if you don't know, it can be between life and death.
Can I jump in real quick about something?
Yes, sir.
Not only is this light bulb what it is, for years, it has been pretty much controlled by some folks out west. And Dr. Eugene Butler out of Baltimore, Maryland, has wound up getting in a position to where he has a direct contract with the manufacturer. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're not just supporting just a great and wonderful light bulb. You're also supporting a brand new black business. Back to you, David.
All right, and Brother Haki, Brother Satabi, is Dr. Butler with you?
No, he wasn't able to get on tonight.
Okay, yeah. Okay, then, because if he was, I was going to let you see if he would share something. But in any case, maybe we have more next week, and we share a little bit more about that. And so there you go, bro. See, this is what I'm saying. It's only a very small group of us on here tonight. But guess what? You have heard for yourself all the wonderful things and not only technology, services, organizations, and everything else that is happening. Not only here locally, across the country and beyond, Panama, England, and every place else. Things are happening. Now, you can sit on the sidelines and keep on hoping that things get better. Good job with that. But if you want to make things happen, Michael Jackson said it, but it starts with that man in the mirror. It starts with you. And each and everybody on here has done, they've looked in their mirror and they're doing something about themselves. And they're doing something about us as well. They're bringing us together. They're authors. They're sharing their information with the National Black Unity News. And I'm going to say this in closing. You know, it's a powerful thing. This is, you know, not because, like I say, the National Black Unity News, again, is not a David Murphy or Walter Murphy or Bill Gooden thing. This is a we, this is a us thing. This is a collaborating. That's the way God intended it to be. That's why I say it comes for divine inspiration. But see, all of us make up this whole summer thing. This is a real collaboration. And people said, you know, this propaganda they used to put out on us that we can't come together, we can't do together. Then the National Black Unity News is a prime example of what unity is all about. See, the paper, I always tell you this, for those who don't know, there's a few of us on just kept coming on with us tonight. The paper do what it's supposed to do. It bring exposure. It share information with people. But the real power, the real magic is behind the scenes. It's the people behind this publication, each one of you who has so much information, so much power, and willing to network with one another, to share information with one another. Man, I am so excited about what we did yesterday. I'm excited about what we're looking for tomorrow to do. But today, we're doing it. We're not just talking that talk. We're walking it. We're demonstrating it. About the power of us, we black melanated people. And I'm gonna tell you this, it ain't gonna stop here. We're going places, and that's why I said it in the beginning. We want to take you with us. We're going with or without you. We're on a mission. We ain't going to stop like that song say. We who believe in freedom will not stop until we get it. And we know we got a long way to go. So if you're not ready to strap up and buckle up with us, I ain't talking about wearing no gun. There's weapons mightier than that. You know, they say the pen is mightier than the sword. And we are mightier than that pen. And so together, unity, love, respect for one another. Powerful, powerful thing. And on top of all of this, we got God backing us up. This publication is backed by God himself. And that's a fact. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bid you all good night. And look, very important. Sometimes you just have to show up because you never know what's going to happen. Tomorrow night at 7, Kathleen Murphy will be hosting the show tomorrow night. And it's about us. This is about the newspaper itself. Now, we on this show, we talk about a lot of things in general. But on that show tomorrow night, it's about us, how we're going to build our brand, how we can build up each other. And to inform you what's taking place and how you can get involved, because like I said, that's where the real power is. The true power is us, those behind the scenes, those who make this thing happen. And so I'm looking forward to, if you can, get on the thing. This serious time, you need to show up, because like I say, you know, we ain't going to have time to be backtracking. We're moving forward. And so if you don't know what's going on, like I said, I love you dearly, but you know, yesterday I would go back and try to pull you up like Harriet Tubman. Some people don't want to be free, so I can't work with that anymore. I'm going. I got to go. I got my marching orders, and I'm loving it. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I will see you tomorrow night, 7:30, and we will send out a link, and you will be, those who's on there, you will get that link, and hope to see you then. So I'm going to bid you all a pleasant good night. Y'all take good care, and see you tomorrow night.
Dr. David, the brother, remember that it's Panama Month, the Black Month, and remind the audience that if they want to take a trip, come to Panama, it's the best time.
Okay, I would definitely do that. Matter of fact, I'm going to be posting that flyer tonight and send it out to the
Thank
network.
You, and
okay?
I have to talk to you in the morning. We have to catch up.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Looking forward to it, sir. And you take care of yourself over there, yeah?
You too. Thank you. God bless you.
All right, y'all take care. Good night.
Good night. God bless.
Good evening.
Goodbye.
Was good.